Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. We thank God for that. Let me encourage you from the book of Matthew chapter 16 verse 24. These are the words of our Lord Jesus. He says to his disciple, Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Wow. My dear brothers and sisters, you know, at the cross is comfort, but after the cross is commitment. And that's what calls for discipleship. Salvation may be free, but discipleship is costly. And my dear brothers and sisters, every believer has a cross of some kind that Christ expects him to carry cheerfully each day as a demonstration of his discipleship. Life is a matter of choices. If we have made a decision to follow Jesus, there must be purposeful self-denial in our lives, or we have not really learned the meaning of true discipleship. Hallelujah. Bearing the cross involves a willingness to look beyond our own affairs and to share the load of others in order that they too may have a personal relationship with Jesus. And therefore, salvation is free, but discipleship is costly. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to heaven, broad is the path that goes to hell. And if we have to be followers of Christ, we need to take that narrow path, we need to carry a cross, and we need to have the help of the Holy Spirit. And my dear brothers and sisters, that help is readily available for you and for me today. Our God is awesome God, a great God, a mighty God. He has not only given us salvation, but made provision that how he will lead us and bless us by giving us the Holy Spirit so that he will help us. Hallelujah. So today I would encourage you, purpose in your heart to deny yourself, cheerfully enduring whatever your cross may be, and then serve God by serving someone else. Very important. Hallelujah. It's not about us. It's about the Lord. It's about the kingdom of God. It's about salvation of many souls. That is why Jesus came into this world. That's why our God is a missionary God. He is a God who sent his son Jesus to die on the cross of Calvary. And he has sent you and me so that we will take the gospel and give it to somebody who is languishing without the knowledge of salvation. And today we'll be able to stand in the gap for someone, pray for them, save them, deliver them, heal them, and get them added into the kingdom of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for the cross of Jesus. At the cross is comfort of salvation, but after the cross is commitment. And that's what you are calling us for, to a committed Christian life in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God Almighty, as we are called the disciples of Jesus, we will be, O Father, we'll count our cost of discipleship. We will, O Lord, lay down our lives at the service of Jesus and at the service of your church for the glory of your name, O Master, that we will be a conduit of help and resource and healing and wholeness, O Father, in someone's life which is broken, which is wounded, O Father. And I pray that you will be alone exalted, O Father. Today, give us the grace to walk as a true disciple of Jesus. Today, give us the grace and the courage and the boldness of the Holy Spirit to declare the gospel of Jesus, to share our testimony with somebody, that they will also hear of the goodness of God and the greatness of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, and their lives will be changed and transformed, that the name of Jesus will be glorified. Lord God Almighty, lift up your flock into your hands, O Father. I commit them into your hands, and I pray that you'll perfect everything that concerneth them. You will bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand, keep them from the evil one, O Father. As they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the daily chores, I pray that you will bless them, O Father. Enlarge their territory, Increase the border. Take away every pain from their midst and bless them. Abba Father, I pray for the ones who may be sick. I rebuke every manner of sickness. I cast it out and I command their bodies to be healed and to be made whole in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, we love you, we bless you, and we give you all praise, glory, honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.